Reports of cases of post-traumatic stress disorder are increasing, and trends would indicate that growth will continue as more military men and women return from overseas service. But treatment help doesn't appear to be coming quickly. So far in 2017, 6 dermatology drugs have been approved by the Food and Drug Administration, but no drug has been approved for treatment of PTSD since 2001. At this point, 2 drugs, Paxil and Zoloft, have been given FDA approval for PTSD. The VA created a PTSD psychopharmacology working group, which has issued an urgent plea for the development and approval of new drugs for PTSD as part of a national mental health priority. With me to talk about it is Dr. John Crystal, director of the Clinical Neuroscience Division at the VA National Center for PTSD. And Dr. Crystal, why hasn't more been done to develop PTSD drugs recently, and what can be attempted to change that?
First, there has been very little involvement in the development and testing of new medications for PTSD by the pharmaceutical industry. And second, as we reviewed the research studies that were being conducted by researchers around the country, we found a much greater emphasis on psychotherapy research and relatively few studies being conducted about medication treatments for PTSD. And we thought that that was a serious problem because there had not been a new medication developed for PTSD and approved by the FDA.
When it comes to putting together clinical trials, how challenging is that in order to get people who are willing to go into the trials, for one thing? And then from a second standpoint, if trials are successful, how long could that take to develop and get new drugs approved? I presume we're not talking about a couple of years, or maybe much longer than that.
Engaging people with PTSD in research is always something done with great care and caution, because the last thing we want to do in our research is to do anything that might make people uncomfortable about their research experience. So we design the studies very carefully. We engage the participants in these research studies in ways that make sure that they understand what is involved in the research, so that there are no surprises. And we try to express our deep appreciation to each person who participates in these studies. And one of the things that we have found, in my view, that makes research on PTSD, particularly research on PTSD in veterans and active duty military, so rewarding, is that you find in military a great sense of interest in doing things that will not only potentially help them, but also potentially help their brother and sister veterans and soldiers, that this is a group of people who's really interested in making a positive and altruistic contribution, and that makes the research all the more meaningful to conduct.
Then how long it would take if clinical trials are successful?
Yes.
We're still talking about a number of years.
There are 2 kinds of research studies that are underway at the moment. One kind of research study is where you start with a medication that's already approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for the treatment of a variety of other conditions, and then you test whether it has a special benefit for people with PTSD. This strategy, which is sometimes called repurposing, is probably at the moment the most common kind of medication-related PTSD research, because many drugs have been developed for sleep problems, for depression, for anxiety problems. I would say that these kinds of repurposing studies, if done on a large scale, can have a dramatic influence on prescribing practices within organizations like the Department of Veterans Affairs relatively rapidly. So if a study like this takes 3 years to conduct, then in 3 years, when you have a report, the VA can incorporate that knowledge relatively quickly into the advice it gives to its VA treaters in terms of recommendations about the treatment of PTSD. It's a bit of a longer road if you're starting with a completely novel mechanism.
I think the general public is more used to thinking about PTSD in returning male soldiers, and yet we have a lot of females serving as well. Does that affect how clinical trials are done? Does that affect how drugs are developed? Because the chemistry of men and women could be quite different.
I think this is really an important question and one that we have relatively little information about. It's true that in the military population, we focus more on men, but in the civilian population, the rate of PTSD is about 4% of men in the general population, but about 10% of women in the general population. And that's basically because women tend to be exposed to more kinds of physical, sexual trauma than men tend to on average in the general population. The differences between men and women absolutely do have to be considered. So, for example, if we look at the medications that are prescribed and approved by the Food and Drug Administration for the treatment of PTSD, these serotonin-targeting antidepressant medications, their effectiveness in women tends to be a little bit better than their effectiveness for men with chronic PTSD. It very well may be the case that new medications that are discovered would have the opposite pattern, but we certainly won't know unless we test our new medications in both men and women, and this is obviously a high priority.
Dr. John Krystal is director of the Clinical Neuroscience Division at the VA National Center for PTSD. We've been talking about efforts to increase the development and approval of new drugs to treat PTSD.